Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined now by Shauna Remus, the coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Since we last talked, coach, a couple games. You fall at Russell, 54-46 at home, actually, to Russell on Friday night. Then you went to Salina and beat Sacred Heart 46-44 on Tuesday. And just going back to that Friday game, Russell, I know that you talked last week in the locker room chats that trying to slow down Dortland would be a priority for you. They had her at 10 at the end of the first half, but she scored 22 in the second half, finished with 32. You fall by 8 there. I guess what went wrong Friday night there against Russell?
Yeah, I mean, we held her pretty good for three quarters, and then, you know, she got a lot of free throws there towards the end of the game, and we were trying to come back. We just didn't hit shots. I mean, if we would have hit our shots, it would have won easily. But our shots weren't falling that night, and they did a good job of attacking and getting to the foul line there at the end, and we weren't able to hit the buckets we needed to, and they were able to capitalize and come away with a win. But I thought our kids had great effort. We fought to the very end, and we wanted it, but it just wasn't our night.
Sacred Heart on Tuesday, you got out to the early lead, but then it was tied at 44 late in the game. You were able to work some clock and get a good look for Breezy Schroeder, who had a game-winning layup for you with 7.8 seconds left, and you win by two. What do you like about the execution, I guess, there in the end to be able to get that win against Sacred Heart?
Yeah, Sacred Heart went to kind of a jump defense, and I had kind of watched the matchups, and I really liked Breezy's matchup and situation. I knew she could take that girl off the dribble, and so we called a timeout there and just kind of set up a play, and Breezy was able to finish, and it went good on our end, and then we were able to stop them. They had like 3 seconds left, and we were able to get a stop and come away with a big win on the road. That was a good win for us.
Last game of the NCAA league season coming up on Friday. You'll go to Minneapolis the next Tuesday, Smith Center at home to wrap up the regular season. What do you want to see at Minneapolis there on Friday night? It's a team that you lost to earlier this season by two in overtime.
Yeah, Minneapolis is a very, very good team, and they're very quick, and they've got shooters. And so, again, we're just going to have to guard and find ways to score on our end and be patient. We want the tempo to be the tempo we kind of want to play with, and they like to get out and run. And so, you know, it's going to be a very tough matchup, and they've got some experienced guards, which always helps. And so we'll just have to get down and defend them, but we just need to execute our offense and see if we can get a huge win on the road going into sub-state, where we really need this one too.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, in the locker room chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time. Best of luck against Minneapolis on Friday.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat, instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Ryan Eiler joining us now, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last. You beat Russell 47-41 on Friday night, and then you pick up a really big win at Sacred Heart 62-40 on Tuesday. That one wrapped up a league championship outright for you in the NCAA. Let's go back first to that Russell game. You led 25-9, but Russell fought all the way back in there, got within one, but you guys are able to seal it down the stretch 47-41. Well, what did Russell do there to be able to make a comeback and stay in it with you?
Well, yeah, I felt like we got off to a good start. We shot the ball well in the first quarter, and defensively were doing things to limit what they wanted to do. And just felt like, you know, the game started the way we thought it should. But then Russell in the second quarter was able to knock down. I think they had six threes in the first half and kind of got themselves back in it. And it felt like in the second half was just kind of a grind offensively. We never got in rhythm. We just kind of struggled to get any flow going. And they're able to cut it to one, but I give our guys credit because they're able to make plays down the stretch and knock down free throws and come away with a win.
I'm definitely different there on Tuesday at Sacred Heart. It was a tight game at times there, but you outscored them 22-7 in the fourth quarter and snapped a four straight year league championship streak for the Knights as you guys win a outright league championship. But did you feel like maybe going back to the Russell game kind of made you guys wake up a little bit and understand what you needed to do? I know Sacred Heart you're already up for anyway, but did that play into that at all?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, sometimes kids look beyond the game that's in front of them, and they may have done that a little bit there at Russell. But, you know, so far this year, it seems like any time we have a big game, the kids are really focused. There's just a different look in their eye in the locker room, and that was no different last night. It just felt like as they prepared, they were focused and knew exactly what we wanted to do and came out. And, you know, for the most part, defensively, I think is where we won the game. We continued to contest every shot that they had, and they were able to score the ball early. But I think over time, being able to rotate our depth on them kind of wore them out, and you can kind of see that with the difference in the fourth quarter.
Again, you've already wrapped up a league championship, but you have another league game going against Minneapolis coming up on Friday night. They have Smith Center on Tuesday. When you go to Minneapolis, are the kids looking at that undefeated league record and want to make sure that they can wrap up an undefeated league championship?
Well, yeah, I think that plays into it. But, you know, it's also another game, and you know, kids are excited to play, especially when you're doing some good things. And so, you know, you hope you don't have a letdown, but you never really know. And we're going to go over there and try to continue to build momentum going into Substate.
What do you expect to see from Smith Center on Tuesday there in a non-league matchup to finish the regular season?
Well, they've got some kids that can score the ball. They had a nice win last night, and it just seems like you look at their scores, they have a couple different guys that lead them and they're able to shoot the ball. And, you know, they were able to knock us off a year ago. So it's another game that if our kids need to show up ready to play, if they want to give themselves a chance to win.
Ryan Eilert, coach of the Beloit Trojans on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach. Best of luck in these next two as you finish out the regular season.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light. Or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Kayla Corbett and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Kayla Corbett joins us now, the coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs basketball team. Unfortunately, a couple losses since we talked last, coach. You went out to Stockton. You knew that they were probably going to be a little bit better than what their record showed, and you fall 49-37 in that one. And then on Tuesday, a 57-44 loss at Sylvan Lucas. Over these last two games, what do you feel has gone wrong for your squad here in a couple of tough losses to some pretty good teams?
Well, especially against Stockton, with Afton being out with her ankle, we just couldn't get things going. We couldn't start off like we normally do with our press. And I really think that's what hurt us the most, is we faltered at the very beginning and just couldn't come all the way back. I mean, we got within 6 points at one point in time, and We just sputtered and sputtered on so many different things that we couldn't even get out on the outside shot. We got out there, but Stockton does a tremendous job of, you know, it's in their hands and they shoot. It's one motion, and even though we were getting out there quick, it wasn't quick enough on that. And it was pretty disappointing. I thought we'd, you know, have a different outcome, but when we have to put different pieces into the puzzle, it doesn't always fit right away. But and then against Sylvan last night, he kind of went off to a slow start. Afton's back, that helped, but we were kind of forcing some things, not playing smart. We had some fast breaks that we ended up throwing the ball completely over teammate's head, and you know, it was just again, sputtering about so many things, and you know, it's not the right time to do that at this point in time in the season.
So you were supposed to play Rock Hills there on Monday. That one got canceled due to the weather. So then now you move on with Chase coming up Friday to end the season before you get ready for the regional next week. And just overall, what do you want to accomplish here in this last game before you get ready for the postseason?
Well, I really we've got 2 days of practice, and we need to, first of all, I think we need to relax a little bit, putting some pressure on ourselves and each other. So kind of you get, you know, scrimmage more and really get, like I said, we have different pieces of the puzzle in place, and we need to get those, you know, fit together properly and smooth to know, you know, Afton knows where Zoe and Ryan are, but she doesn't know as much about Felicity or Callie. So we need to really get those pieces going and a smooth flow of things. So I think we'll do a lot of scrimmaging. Just trying to get things smooth and anticipate, you know, on the press, Afton knows Zoe's going to be right behind her, but Callie doesn't know to be right behind her, that type of thing. So I think we just scrimmage and slow down and really stop and look at some things and really put that into place Friday night against Chase.
Kayla Corbett, coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against Chase Friday and then against Logan on Monday when you open out regionals.
All right, thank you.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jamie Walters joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog boys basketball team. Coach, 2 games since we talked last. He should have had 3, but again, with the weather that came in, Rock Hills game was canceled on Monday. Just no time to get that in. Stockton on Friday, you win 67-58. You beat Sylvan Lucas 56-38 on Tuesday. We'll go back to that Stockton game. I know it was a tight one down the stretch. You guys were up by just 2 at the end of 3, and were able to pull away there in the fourth quarter to get a 9-point win. I'm guessing you were a bit nervous there with that one. What did Stockton do that caused the most problems for you on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, they shot the ball really well, and we knew, I mean, they've got, I think we talked about it last week, they had 5 guys that can all play and athletic and can all shoot the 3, and they did. I think they shot 40%, 12 out of 30 or something, and we were over helping and, you know, giving them kind of open looks when I felt like we didn't need to do it. Darnell Holloway had a great game. I think he had 19 points, like 16 rebounds. So it was a heck of an individual effort from him. And we had several players that stepped up for us. And, you know, Darian made some big plays there in the second half. I think he ended up with 12, and I think all of them were in the second half. Steele had a nice game, and Vaughn stepped up and hit some shots there when we needed them. So, and Katie's been battling an ankle injury, but he had a nice game as well. You know, I think he ended up with 8 or 9 points and didn't miss a shot. And so we had a lot of really good individual efforts for the game. And defensively, I thought we were pretty good for the most part, you know, except, you know, probably over-helping. We've got to do a better job of knowing when we need to help and and also helping from the right spots. We, you know, one pass away, you can't be as help as much as what you can from the other side. So we got to do a better job on that. But overall, I was happy with the way we played, and it was good to be in a tight game like that again. And I thought our kids responded really, really well.
Give me some quick thoughts on Sylvan Lucas there on Tuesday. You held them to just 38 points. You won it by 18, 56-38.
Yeah. You know, we didn't play as well as we could, but obviously they had something to do with that. I thought we got out to a good start offensively, but our defense was, you know, not as good as it, what it needs to be. And you got to credit Sylvan. They were really patient on offense and moved the ball really well and got it to where they needed to get it, and made plays there. You know, first three quarters, I mean, it was back and forth. I mean, we had a little bit of a lead going into the fourth quarter, but, you know, I thought the second half we settled down and played a lot better. Our defense was better. I think we gave up, what, 15 in the second half, and they had, what, 25 in the first half or something. So we did a better job defensively and moved the ball better on offense. So I was pleased with the way we come out in the second half. But first half, we got to come out and play better in that first half.
Chase coming up on Friday night to finish the regular season. Then you'll get into regionals next week. The bracket's not out yet, but you guys will have a first-round bye there for regional next week. Chase, on Friday, what do you want to accomplish here in this last game before you get into the postseason?
Yeah, it seems like we've been playing, you know, to the level of our competition, and we've got to come out and ready to play and just get out to a good start defensively and share the ball, continue to share the ball. I feel like as far as team play, we've done a better job here lately, and focus on those two things.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck at Chase on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Nick Lynn joining us now, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last out of Ellis Friday night. A really nice win for you, 64-38. You're actually hosting Ellis Friday night and got that win. Holly Timms with 19 and Talon Rentschler had 14. Then he bounced back a tough 49-45 loss on Tuesday at home against Russell. Going back to the Ellis game, what do you like so much about the way the girls played there? Obviously, the bigs had an impact on that one.
Well, they did, but the biggest thing that we wanted to accomplish going into that game was to play 32 minutes hard, you know, and we really haven't done that often this year, and I thought that was one of the times that we built a lead early and continued and didn't let up off the gas, and when it was all said and done, I don't think there was any part of the game that we let up on, and so our goal that night was to play 32 minutes, so I was really happy with that. We shot really well. I think we were over 50% for the game, and really happy with that because we've got some big games heading into Sep State where we have a lot of teams battling for third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, believe it or not, in our Sep State. So we're right in that mix, and that was a big win.
Russell on Tuesday night, a little bit different story. The offense wasn't quite as efficient there. You fall 49-45. Russell's a very good team. They're at the top of the NCAA right now in their league. What do you like about the game and what maybe went wrong a little bit there against Russell?
It was a great game, you know, and it was close the entire way. Neither team built a big lead, and there were quite a few lead changes back and forth, and it literally came down to the very end of the game, and, you know, we had an opportunity to tie or win it, and it just didn't work out, and you know, they got two free throws with 0 seconds on the clock to get the 4-point separation. But it was really a good game. I mean, it was, you know, one of us had to lose, and it, unfortunately we did. And as important as last Friday's win was for Sub State, this really hurt us, you know. And And so we're going to have a dogfight ahead of us. We got Trigo, who's number one in the state in 2A on Friday, which we get to host, and then we go to Beloit on Tuesday, and that'll be tough. And it's tough every year to play them, and they're always well coached, and it's going to be a battle, but hopefully we'll be ready.
You mentioned Trigo and Beloit coming up next. Just quick thoughts on Trigo. You've already played them once this season in the league tournament and fell to them by 5. When you come around the second time against Trigo, what are some of the things that you'll look about focusing on? I know they've got more than just one player. They're a pretty balanced team as well.
Well, they're balanced, but I think we'll be ready. I really do, because this game last night left a kind of a sour taste in our mouth, and I think we're going to come out ready to play. And yeah, it was a 5-point loss. Part of that was being down. I think we were down 12-2 or 14-2 in the first quarter, and fought back to tie them. And in the fourth quarter, we were tied, and then we gave up a couple threes at the end, and it kind of hurt us. And I think 1-3 maybe. And last night was no different. You know, we gave up 5 or 6 threes, and that's what always seems like hurts us. And no matter what defense we play, it's, you know, we don't quite shut her down. And hopefully, it'll be a different case on Friday, and it's going to have to be if we want to get a home field advantage or a home court for a first-round sub-state.
Nick Lynn, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here in the locker room chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach. Best of luck against the Golden Eagles on Friday night.
You bet. Thank you.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Area producers, planting season will be here before you know it. Now is the time to update your old planter with a pre-owned planter from Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer. We offer one of the area's largest selections of used planters, both mounted and pull-tight. Right now, take advantage of special fixed-rate financing, like 3.85% for 48 months to 4% for 60 months. Visit your local Landmark Implement location or view our complete planter inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back in the locker room chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Rob Buckmaster joins us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, kind of mixed results since we talked last. A tough 45-41 loss to Ellis at home on Friday, and then you come back, though, with a big offensive performance and a 79-57 win over Russell. Just overall, how do you feel about the Spurs go back to Friday against Ellis? Kind of a lower-scoring one there, as Ellis got you by 4.
Yeah, we played 3 pretty good quarters. We had a 9-point lead, and relinquished that, so that was a little bit frustrating. But overall, you know, I thought we played pretty decent. Our energy was good. It's just frustrating when it's a 40, you know, a game in the 40s, and you lose a 9-point lead. You know, that's a little troublesome. But we came back, you know, this week on Tuesday and played better. Our energy level was good as well. So just one of those things, you know, if you don't shoot the ball very well, it's going to be tough to, you know, beat a team in the 40s.
Expand a little bit more on this Russell game, because that's a team that was just coming off of a really strong performance against Beloit, who just wrapped up an NCAA league championship. They're 11-0 in their league there, and you guys were able to, again, probably had the shots go down a little bit for you there on Tuesday night, but you won 79-57. What led to the success there on Tuesday?
Well, actually, they were down 9-1, and actually down at the end of the first quarter. You know, they shoot a lot of threes, and they hit some threes early, and then we were able to, you know, stop the 3-point shot. I mean, they still shot them, but they missed them, and we got quite a few runouts. You know, we didn't give up very many offensive rebounds. You know, teams that shoot threes typically, you know, are going to yield long rebounds, and we did a good job of, you know, limiting their second chances. And so I think they got a little complacent early. They hit a few threes and got up, and then when you shoot so many threes, you live and die by it. And fortunately, you know, we were able to get some runouts in second quarter. I think it was a, I don't know, 15-point difference in the second quarter. So we actually were ahead by 3 at half. So we actually outscored them by 21 points after their 9-1 start. So it was mainly just a little bit of poor shooting on their part, but we were able to convert on the other end.
Next up, we have Trigo coming up. You'll finish out the league schedule there against the Golden Eagles Friday night at home, and then coming up on Tuesday, you head to Beloit. These next two games, what do you feel about the matchups with those two?
They're going to be tough. I mean, they're going to be two totally different teams. Trigo going to be more like the Ellis game, probably. I'd like to say the game's going to be in the 50s, but is probably going to be in the high 30s, 40s probably. And then Beloit, you know, they played Russell in the 40s, but, you know, I didn't watch the game, but it looks to me like they probably didn't shoot the ball very well. And so that game's probably, you know, if we can hold Beloit in the 40s, that would be awesome. But, you know, they've got so much firepower in the perimeter and the post. So that game I'm not going to worry about till Friday night, but after our game. But, you know, Trigo's going to be tough. It's going to be a slowdown game. Free throws are going to matter. Turnovers are going to matter. So it's going to be a grind-em-out game, but a very important game for us in sub-state standing.
Smith Center Coach Rob Buckmaster here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck in these next two as you finish out the season.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Take advantage of 1.5% fixed interest on a used 6M, 6R, 7R, 8R, or 9R John Deere tractor at your local Landmark Implement through the end of February. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory, or visit your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
As a Next Tech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Next Tech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Next Tech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Next Tech.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Steve Crist joining us now, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopard basketball team. Three games, actually, since we talked last. Lost to St. John's Tipton there Thursday, 47-14. Struggled to get that offense going. Probably the same situation there against Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. You fall 56-13. But then in the middle of that on Friday, you beat Rock Hills 39-18 up at Mankato. So just as you kind of look at these last three games, where do you feel your team's at as you have one more left before you hit into regionals?
Well, like you said, you know, both St. John's and Thunder Ridge, we just had a hard time putting the ball in the hole. Both of those are really, they're really good teams, first of all, but they're just a really tough matchup just because we get most of our points from Carson Walter on the inside, and they both have six-foot girls on the inside that are really going to slow that down and make us struggle. And, you know, I felt like in both the Thunder Ridge and the St. John's game, we had some decent 15-foot shots that we just didn't get to go in. And part of that is just playing against those better teams. They speed you up. We don't take our time on our shots the way we need to. And we just not ready to play at that level at that speed yet. But then, like you said, in the middle of that, we had Rock Hills, and we got off to a slow start against Rock Hills. And I think we were up two or four at halftime, but I was proud of the girls for just kind of settling down and then doing, kind of playing our game. We got some turnovers, got them up, running up and down the floor. We got some easy layups and some fast break points. And, you know, when you see that ball go through the hoop, it just keeps your energy up so much. And we played so much better defense and just all the way around was better. And a lot of that has to do with seeing the ball go through the hoop. You know, you preach to these kids about playing defense hard all the time, and I feel like these girls have for the most part, but it just gets awfully frustrating when you don't see that ball go through the hoop on a consistent basis. And I think that's where we were at the last couple games with those really good teams. And you've got to keep our heads up and keep working. I think we're doing some pretty decent things on offense as far as getting some shots. We're just not putting them in the hole and getting those points. But I feel like we're doing some decent things at this point.
Finish the regular season with Ellsworth coming up on Friday night. They're not quite as good as they maybe have been in some years past. They're 4-14 coming in, but they play a tough schedule, a bigger league that they're in there. And then you'll go into the regionals with Tescott on Monday to start out that first round. But Ellsworth, what do you want to accomplish in that game as you get ready for the postseason?
Well, our focus has just been, you know, we've got to work on that offensive end. We've got to work on taking care of the ball. And when we get those open shots, relax and hit them. I know in the past, and I'm guessing it'll be the same way, Coach Cravens has always played a lot of half-court man-to-man, and they really get out there and put pressure on you. So we're going to approach it probably similar to the way that we would approach Sylvan, and expect that pressure in your face the whole game. And, you know, we just got to learn how to deal with it better, and that's really been our focus when we're playing with these better teams here. And then Tescott, you know, that's going to present a challenge, too, just from the standpoint of we've played them twice this year and we beat them twice, but neither time did we beat them by very much. So, you know, I can see them coming in here and, you know, they've got to feel pretty good about the chances that they have to get a first round playoff win, because they played us close two times. But hopefully we can come into that game with some confidence and take care of business there also. But they know us pretty well. We know them pretty well. This is the third time we've played, so it's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out.
Steve Criss, head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach. Best of luck as you finish the regular season heading into the postseason next week.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lindsborg. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Joined by Joe Biggs, coach of the Lincoln boys basketball team. Three games, actually, since we talked last, Coach. St. John's tipping you fall 62-32 Thursday, and then Friday you go to Rock Hills. That was a close one, but then they were able to pull away kind of late third quarter and ended up winning at 68-44, and then 48-32 loss at home to Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. I'll just go through these games individually and tell me a little bit about them. What do you feel went wrong in three straight losses here?
At the St. John's game, you know, we set out to our main objective on defense was to stop the Bates kid, and we did that for most of the game. I think he ended with seven or something like that. They had other guys step up. The Palin kid really, I thought, played extremely well and extremely aggressive. I wasn't expecting him to be able to go to the basket like he did, and he came away with 22 points. I think I bet at least 20 of them were layups. So. He really attacked the basket good on that. And the Dameron kid really shot the ball well from the outside, and things just kind of got away from us on that one.
And moving on to Friday with Rock Hills.
Rock Hills, well, it was kind of the same story. We came out and we had a plan to stop their big kid, and we tried to box in one, and I looked down and I looked up and it was 18-0 or 18-4. I think they hit their first 6 3-pointers. So, you know, we got out of that and we battled back, and I think we brought it back within six a couple times, but you know, we just couldn't quite get over the hump of the hole we dug ourselves. So, it was, you know, it showed that we have, you know, potential to play with a team like that, and, you know, and we battled back, and that shows some good signs. Just, we just got to start off a little better. And then last night versus Thunder Ridge, our offense was just pretty much non-existent. We shot the ball from the outside a lot. We shot 3 free throws on the night, and they shot 25. So when you do that, you're not going to win many ball games, and we turned the ball over a ton. So, no, we've had some pretty rough games, but, you know, we get a couple more chances to see what we can do, so I'm looking forward to the next two games.
Ellsworth coming up here on Friday night as you'll host them. Clearly a team that's a 3A school, so they're playing a lot of upper division schools there, and then the bracket's out as well already for regionals next week. So Tuesday you'll go to Mankato again to face Rock Hills. What do you want to see in these next two games for your team?
Well, I mean, in the Ellsworth game, I want to make sure we see effort going forward. We need to focus on, you know, limiting our turnovers and being able to handle their pressure. You know that you're right. They are a 3A school and they play in a bigger league who sees some pretty aggressive defense. So that's what I'm expecting out of them. I know they got a couple kids that can shoot the ball, and expecting a pressure man-to-man defense. So we'll see if we can handle that pressure. And then go up to Rock Hills. You know, I'm excited for that game. You know, we don't start out, you know, 18-4. That's a different ball game. So. We'll see what we can do, and, you know, hopefully we can stay together as a team and hopefully, you know, do some damage in the postseason.
Joe Biggs, coach of the Lincoln Leopard basketball team here in the locker room chat. Thanks for the time again this week, Coach. Best of luck against Ellsworth and at Mankato on Tuesday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Lincoln locker room chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
And welcome back here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You went at Tescott 74-33 on Friday, and then on Tuesday night a 56-13 win over Lincoln at home. Just kind of looking back, first to Tescott Friday, what stood out there? Brennan Kirkhoff had 20 for you, Pettijohn 19, and Stauffer 18, so the offense looked like it was going fairly well.
Yeah, it really was. We missed the inside game, but, you know, I tell you, when you're hitting them shots from outside, it sure makes things a lot easier. So we were running and gunning like we usually like to do. I think if there was any drawback from it, would have been the fact that, you know, and coming into the third quarter there, I felt like we gave up too many points. Mm-hmm. I thought that was probably a letdown on our part. But overall, I thought we played well. We moved the ball well, and like I say, we just really handled ourselves very well. Of course, like I said, when the shots are falling, things seem to really come easy, you know, and you get excited, and your defense stays at a high level. And like I said, we come out in the second half, and we just kind of let down a little bit. But overall, down there, we played very well.
I'm guessing you felt pretty good about the defensive effort against Lincoln, holding them to 13 on Tuesday.
Yeah, we really did, but we gave 7 of those up in the first quarter, you know, and I think it was one of those deals where we had an offensive struggle early in this game. We just couldn't get anything to fall. Lane was getting a little bit discouraged, and, you know, I just said, hey, it's going to happen. Just relax, guys, and then pretty soon the lid finally come off the bucket, and we did a lot better job, and like I said, once you start feeling good for yourselves, once you feel good about yourself and what you're doing out there, it just seems like everything starts flowing a lot better. And because of that, your defense really starts picking up and doing nice things. Libby got into foul trouble there early in the game, and whenever she does that, it just seems like we take her out of the game right away. So, unfortunately, you know, she wasn't a big factor, but, you know, Bowden, she did a nice job inside and took care of things. And then, like I said, Lane, she finally started coming around and playing her game again. So, but, yeah, defensive effort was really good in the last three quarters. We did a great job.
You finished the regular season with the Rock Hills coming up on Friday night before you get into regionals next week. What do you want to see Friday from your team?
Well, actually, I think they moved it to Thursday to make sure we could get it in.
Okay.
But, yeah, just I want to continue to play at that high level so that when we go into postseason here, you know, we're going to keep playing at that level. You know, we're not going to let down regardless of who it is, when it is, where it is, regardless if we have a game the day before or no practice the game before, you know. And that's kind of what happened against Lincoln. You know, we didn't have any practice or anything the night before, and it just seemed we're a little bit sluggish. So we've got to be ready to play each and every night regardless of the situation.
Darren Grauerholtz, coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the locker room chat. Coach, best of luck as you finish out the regular season and head into regionals next week.
Thank you, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Jerry Webb joining us now, the coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorn basketball team. Couple wins since we talked last, coach. You went out to Tescott, a 70-19 victory on Friday, Reese struck off with 16. Brandon Grauerholtz had 15 for you. And then on Tuesday, you win 48-32 at Lincoln. Grauerholtz with 15 again to lead the way in that victory. Just when you look back at Tescott on Friday, I know that's a team that hasn't won a game. They've struggled a little bit, but it looks like you guys just kind of came out and did everything you needed to do and kind of a workmanlike effort on Friday. What were your thoughts on that win at Tescott?
Yeah, it was a good win for us. You know, we're really trying to just focus on playing the best game we can play no matter who we're going up against. And Tescott, they play real hard. They fought really hard. There was a few times in the game, you know, they kind of tried to teeter on us a little bit, but we were able to stay disciplined and stay on task, and I thought we finished that one out real well.
So you win that one again. Then on Tuesday, Lincoln 48-32, you pick up the victory there. Lincoln's a team that really of late had started improving a little bit, and the offense has started coming around for them. So it's not a terrible team. They've got offensive capabilities and potential, but you're holding them to 32. I'm guessing you felt good about that. How do you feel about overall the win over Lincoln on Tuesday?
Yeah, we felt real fortunate. Again, good team, like you said, coming on, and they do have some weapons, and so we just really were trying to focus on, you know, taking away what they wanted to try to do and play good defense, and we tried to pressure them a little bit with the press, and I just thought we were able to disrupt them and got our offense rolling finally in the second half better, but we need to focus on zone offense, but we're doing better and just trying to stay disciplined start to finish and good hard defense start to finish, and I think the guys are really picking that up real well lately.
So you'll finish out the regular season here at the end of the week with Rock Hills, and then it looks like next week the bracket's not officially out yet, but it appears that you'll be the 5 seed, maybe playing Logan in the first round of regionals. But as you look at this, what are your thoughts and what are your hopes against Rock Hills as you get ready for regionals next week?
Well, again, it's just finish strong. You know, the guys know that, you know, the seeding's coming out today, and you know, so I just trying to focus on don't take it as the last game of the year. That really doesn't mean a lot in the regional. You know, it's still a game we want to win. They're coming to our house at senior night, you know. So I'm just trying to really get them to focus, finishing strong on the home court. Don't think about regionals yet, but, you know, we still have one game to play.
Thunder Ridge Coach Jerry Webb here in our locker room chats here on Katy Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against Rock Hills as you finish the season and head into regionals next week.
Thanks, sir.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.